Do you ever wonder if Padre Pio's intercession is still at work today? Well, let me share with you a powerful testimony of how Padre Pio helped cure someone from a drug addiction just last year. So stay tuned to find out more. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Welcome, everyone. I want to take a moment to express my appreciation for the feedback and stories that you, our viewers, have shared with us over the past months. Your inspiring comments and emails have been truly remarkable, and I'm excited to share some of them with you today. So let's get started. Our first testimonial comes from a person living in Tennessee, USA, who left a comment on our video, "Was Padre Pio ambitious? The real reason why Padre Pio worked so hard." Our dear Tennessean shares a powerful story of how Padre Pio helped overcome a drug addiction. Let's hear from our viewer. "God as my witness, I had a dream of Padre Pio. I was struggling with drugs, and I was detoxing and very sick. I said a prayer to Padre Pio, and it must have been a few days later when I had a dream of him. In my dream, Padre Pio handed me a cherry stem, and I ate it. I woke up not knowing what it meant, but my symptoms and urges were gone. I no longer crave drugs. To this day, I have zero urges for drugs. Thank you, Lord, for sending Padre Pio to heal me. I will spread this story and glorify God for my entire life." Thank you for sharing your inspiring testimony, dear Tennessean. It's remarkable how the cherry stem in your dream served as a symbol of Padre Pio's intercession and helped to cure your addiction. I hope that your story reaches many people through this video and brings hope to those who may be struggling. May your journey continue to be blessed. Our next testimony is from someone who had given up on their faith. But one day, while driving past a church, they felt a sudden desire to enter. Listen to this. "I want to quickly share something. I went to St. Padre Pio's canonization in Rome in 2002. Approximately 8 years later, I stopped going to Mass. I was steeped in sin and had given up on myself. One day, I was driving past a church and had a sudden desire to go in. So I pulled the car over and walked into the church. To my surprise, I noticed there were confessions available. But I didn't want to go, so I sat in the back. Then I felt drawn to join the confessional queue. When it was my turn, I left the pew and walked towards the confessional box. I looked up and got another surprise. A large framed photo of Padre Pio was above the confessional box. I went inside and was forgiven my scarlet sins. Then I came out and sat again at the back of the church and started to say my penance. I wanted to pray my penance and get out of the church as soon as possible. But that did not happen. You see, I was in for another surprise. As I was praying, and unbeknownst to me, the priest had left the confessional and went on to the altar and made an announcement. He said, 'Thank you all for coming to Mass on this special feast day of St. Padre Pio.' My eyes just burst with tears. I still think about that day. I still struggle immensely to keep the faith and be a good person. But I know my Padre did not forget me. I don't know if I'm one of his spiritual children, but I sure would like to be. God bless you, my Padre. You did not desert the wretch. So if you're a really bad sinner, do not lose hope. Pray to him. He will never turn you down. He wants you in heaven, and Jesus refuses him nothing. For he hung on the cross for 50 years to save the worst of the Catholics. Pray the rosary and never give up." Now, those are some very energizing words. This testimony shows that even when we feel like we strayed too far from our faith, God is always calling us back. The author's experience is a reminder of what wondrous things we can experience when we say yes to God's calling. Thank you for sharing this testimony with us. Thank you for listening, and please keep sending us your testimonies. They are a huge spiritual uplift for all of us. and please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Potter Pio stories. Don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Potter Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Potter Pio.